To keep you updated, I want to note we are learning an additional 1,000 U.S. troops are headed to Kabul. That will put overall numbers up to some 6,000 U.S. troops there. These latest troops are coming from the 82nd Airborne Division. I want to bring in John Sapko, Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. These last 9 years, since 2012, Sapko has been the top government watchdog monitoring the billions upon billions of U.S. tax dollars channeled towards training the Afghan military. John Sapko, good to speak with you again.
Good to speak to you also.
Thank you. Will put to you the question you just heard Don put to Jane Ferguson there. Your personal reaction to today's events as someone who has tracked Afghanistan so closely all these years now.
Well, it's tragic, and it's very sad because of the people and expense that we have spent over the last 20 years.
Is it surprising?
No, it's not surprising. I mean, we've been warning my little agency for the last almost 10 years about issues with the ANDSF, that's the Afghan Security Forces, capabilities and sustainment. All the signs have been there. I mean, we've been shining a light on it in multiple reports, going back to when I started in 2012 about changing metrics, about ghost soldiers who didn't exist, about poor logistics, about the fact that the Afghans couldn't sustain what we were giving them. So these reports have come out, and I know I've spoken on NPR a number of times and testified up 50 or 60 times about this. So it's been out there. I think the speed maybe is a little bit of a surprise, but the fact that the ANDSF could not fight on their own should not have been a surprise to anyone.
Does not surprise you. Your job, as I mentioned, is to follow the money. How much has the U.S. spent over these two decades of war?
Well, we've spent $145 billion on reconstruction, and included in that is $88 billion just for the train, advise, and assist mission to the Afghan military and police. But overall, we've spent close to $1 trillion if you include the war fighting, the actual paying for our troops to do the fighting.
And of course, it's bigger than that if you start counting, ongoing health expenses for veterans, all those type things.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen numbers of around $2 trillion if you look at the overall war effort. Does that sound right to you?
Well, yes,
I'm curious how this works going forward, because as you know, the Biden administration has committed to continuing to support Afghanistan, continuing to support the Afghan people, including financially. How does that work if the Taliban is in charge?
That's a very good question, and I think I can't answer that. Congress hasn't appropriated funds yet for the upcoming year. But I think the determination will have to be made by the administration on Congress of whether we're going to fund a Taliban government. And it does give us the opportunity to put some conditions, particularly for protecting the rule of law, protecting women's rights, the rights of civil society, the rights of a free and open press. But that's really a call for the administration and Congress.
Your final report as Special Inspector General is out on Tuesday. I understand it is embargoed until release. Can you give us any preview? Is there anything in that report to give us hope?
Hope in one way, and that is this basically highlights the lessons we should learn from the last 20 years. And it goes into great detail about why the Afghan security forces failed. And where the hope is, we can't rewind the clock in Afghanistan, but we are doing similar work in other countries. And we should learn from the 20 years, not try to forget it and wash it away or sweep it under the rug.
I mean, and what is that top line lesson?
Well, the top line lesson is that we have a very difficult time developing and implementing a coherent rule, a multi-agency approach to these type of problems. And we got serious problems with the way we send people over there and the HR system. We have serious problems about our procurement system. And we have serious problems of going into a country and not understanding the culture and the makeup of that country. Now, those are just we have seven or eight big lessons.
Yeah.
But I think everyone should read that report so we don't repeat the mistakes of the last 20 years.
We just have a few seconds left, but if I'm hearing you right, it sounds like you're saying after 20 years of war in Afghanistan, the U.S. was still trying to figure out what the mission was, what we were trying to do there.
You're absolutely correct. The mission kept changing time and time again. And I think President Biden was correct when he went over there a number of years ago and he said every soldier he talked to probably had a different mission.
Right.
I mean, that was clearly a problem. And not only with us in the United States. Remember, we had 20 or 30 allies there. They all had different missions.
All different missions and all figuring out what the mission is going forward. John Sopko, we will leave it there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction.